So let's talk about narcissists and coercion. How narcissistic people coerce you into doing what they want you to do. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So, welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. Yes, narcissistic people and coercion. How they coerce you into doing things that they want you to do, y'all. You know, if you don't know what coercion is, it's a noun. The practice of persuading someone to do something by using force or threats. It's not always, it's not always physical force and threats of physical things, y'all. Narcissistic people can coerce you into doing things in a lot of different ways. Let's be really realistic. They can coerce you into giving them your body for some, you know, just taking your body and whatnot. Like by threatening to remove the finances. Like if they're in control of the finances, right? They expect to be in control of you. So if you're not doing your duties as a spouse or whatever, they can threaten to remove the finances. That's coercion, y'all. That's persuasion by force or threats, you know, and a lot of narcissistic people manipulate other people into doing this type of stuff by persuasion through threats or force, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A lot, and this is the crazy thing about narcissistic people. They can, like, a lot of us could do so much good in the world. Like, you don't have, like, if they could realize that you don't have to, like, use force or intimidation or threats to get people to do what you want them to do, life would be so much better, right? It would be so much better, but then they wouldn't be narcissistic people, would they? They wouldn't be toxic people, would they? You know? I have narcissistic personality disorder, and it took me a while to understand that you don't have to coerce people. You can just talk to them, and if they don't want to do it, you can respect their boundaries. But sometimes when you get a narcissist, narcissists don't like boundaries. So coercion is kind of a way of life, right? Coercion is a kind of way of life to survive. You know, they had, like, as children, a lot of times the narcissistic person had to learn how to survive by coercing people. By persuading people through threats and force. But it's not always physical stuff, y'all. I'm just telling you, they can coerce you by, like, as a kid growing up, they learn coercion through, like, if they have a sibling or someone, they can, like, coercion, like, blackmail. They can blackmail a sibling. I'm going to tell, if you don't give me your dessert or your extra snack, I'm going to tell mom that you actually broke the window and not a bird didn't fly through it. I'm going to tell dad that you actually stole that from school. They'll threaten to tell you. That's coercion as well. They're persuading you through threats or force. You know, like I said, it's not physical stuff. It can be emotional. Yeah, emotional manipulation works as well. You know, just like I was talking about earlier about the bedroom stuff, the S3X, you know, I was talking about earlier about that. They don't have, it doesn't always have to be physical. I'm going to beat your ass if you don't give me the cheeks. They don't have to do that. Again, they can threaten to, I'm not going to pay the bills. Hope you have fun paying the bills this month. You haven't worked in 5 years. Hope you have fun getting a job to pay the bills, because you don't want to sleep with me. I'm not going to pay the bills. You see what I'm saying? Now you feel like you coerced or persuaded because you don't feel like you have anywhere to live, because y'all have moved across the country. You don't have any friends. Now you see, or they can threaten to do physical harm to you. like I said, they can't threaten to put their hands on you if you don't give it up. They can't threaten to put their hands on you if you tell somebody something about them, to expose them. It's not always, like I said, physical in the bedroom type of stuff. Like, if you want to expose them, they can threaten to harm you. They can threaten to stop paying the bills. They can threaten to do whatever. You mean they can threaten like that, you know? That's how they can coerce you right there, you know? They can do that as well. It's just a wild mindset, because that's the way that a lot of narcissists know how to live. A lot of narcissists do not know how to live without being coercive. You know, they don't know how to live without being manipulative. They're just a way of life. This is a survival technique. And this is not me trying to make excuses. This is just saying, like, this is how we survived growing up. We had to learn how to be persuasive with our words and whatnot. Because if a narcissist was created in a toxic household with toxic parents, then we had to learn how to be persuasive to survive. You know, we had to learn how to coerce our parents into doing things, or coerce our parents and persuade our parents to not do something with our words, you know, or with our actions, or with our emotions. You can use your emotions to coerce people, you know. You can use your emotions to coerce people. I'm going to start crying right now. I'm going to cry right now if you don't do what I want you to do. You see what I'm saying? You see, I'm going to start crying out loud, and people, I'm going to embarrass you in public. I'm going to tell everybody what's going on. That's coercion as well, y'all. I'm going to make lies up. The smear campaign can be coercive. Think about it. If a narcissistic person is threatening to spread rumors and lies about you, if you don't do what they want you to do, then that's how they get you right there. That's coercion as well. The smear campaign is coercive in nature. It's threats. It's force by force. You know, they'll do that type of stuff as well, y'all. You know, that's coercive. The smear campaign is coercive. Narcissistic rage can be coercive. If you don't give me what I want right now, I'm going to lose my damn mind. Rawr! Fear, threats. You see how that works right there? It is a wild mindset, a wild dynamic, you know? And another, back to the bedroom stuff, they can coerce you into giving them the cheeks or giving them whatever, by threatening to go get it from somebody else. If you don't perform for me, I'm going to go get it from someone else. Your brother looks mighty handsome in that suit today. Your boss, I caught them looking at my cheeks the other day. I caught your boss looking down my shirt the other day. Maybe I can make a move on them if you don't give me what I want. You see how that works right there? This is not just I don't know, people are like, well, Lee, talking about men being coercive. Women can use their bodies to be coercive as well. I just feel like that happens. That happens too. They can threaten to take the cheeks elsewhere. You know, they can threaten to relocate the cheeks elsewhere to somebody else's bedroom. If you don't give it to me, I'm going to give it to somebody else. Or they can use sex as a weapon. It can be weaponized. They can weaponize their body like a little missile. You know what I mean? Men and women and everybody, you know, whatever pronoun you identify, they can use that as coercion. I'll give you this if you do this for me. Persuasion. Y'all see how it works right there. A lot of narcissistic people operate in this way because it's controlling. It's a defense mechanism. First of all, that's how you get a lot of narcissistic people who do this. It's a defense mechanism. Cause so many people ask me, how are all narcissists? How do so many narcissists behave in the exact same way? I'm gonna do a longer video on this, but in short, it's survival. There's a lot of different ways to survive, but this is survival. There's so many ways to survive, but a lot of times the simplest way is straightforward, you know? Straightforward. You know, it's just like, oh, I need to lie right now. What is the best lie I can tell right now? What's the best way I can manipulate myself out of this situation right now? That's why so many narcissists behave the same way, because they're all trying to survive. Not physically survive, y'all. Emotionally survive. Mentally survive. It's not physical. I mean, sometimes it can be physical, but like, it's emotional and mental survival as well. You know, because that happens too. But I tell this to people all the time. Like, if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, a lot of times, just watch for the coercive nature of them, y'all. Just watch out for it. Again, the smear campaign is coercive. Narcissistic rage is coercive. A lot of the popular terms you hear, it's coercive. Gaslighting can be a form. Now, can gaslighting be coercive? I don't know. Making you question your reality. Let me look at the definition of coercion again. Can gaslighting be coercive? The practice of course, the practice of persuading someone to do something by using force or threats. Emotional force. Gaslighting can be emotional force. So can gaslighting be coercive in nature as well? Because you can gaslight somebody and persuade into, you can gaslight someone and persuade them into doing something that's against their best interest by making them question their reality. So gaslighting can be coercive. I could be wrong. Like, y'all disagree with me. You know, I'm open to disagreements and conversations. Y'all know I am. You know I am. I'm just like, keep it respectful. We can be respectful. Yeah, we can disagree and be respectful. That's all it takes. Just be respect. Just be respect. You don't have to disagree and like, no, hell no, you're an idiot. Like, y'all go straight to disrespect. Bam. That's coercive. Y'all trying to coerce me to be nice. No, I'm joking. But that's how it goes, though, y'all. So just watch out for the narcissistic person in your life being coercive towards you. Because it's like, this how they use their leverage against you. But they through threats and force, whatever leverage that they have over you or whatever control they feel like they have over you, they will threaten to remove it in order to get you to do what they want you to do. Or they will threaten to apply some harm and physical force. Like, you do get the violent, narcissistic people that will put their hands on you. Some of them will absolutely put their hands on you to coerce you into doing things. They will get domestic violence see on you. They will put their hands on you and harm you in a physical way to get you to do what they want you to do. Y'all know that's another truth right there. They will absolutely put their hands on you in order to get you to do what they want you to do. And that sucks, because it shouldn't. Again, y'all, I understand that it shouldn't be that way. I'm gonna be real with you and just say, hey, look, this is how it goes. This is how they're gonna do. So watch out. Whatever leverage that they have on you, just be prepared. Like, find ways to take. Find ways. You have to find a way to take back control of your situation. You know what I mean? If they have financial control over you, you find a way to increase your finances. I mean, I know. Like I said, I know the way I talk about it on here, it makes it seem like it's easy. Well, Lee, we can just go get an imaginary job. No, I know it's not that easy, y'all. Some people haven't worked in a long time. You know, that's how they set you up. You might have had a great career, and then like, hey, you know what? Stay home with the kids. I got it. But now you haven't worked in 10 years, so it'd be harder for you to get a job, you know, unless you start a business. But how you gonna start a business with no money if they have control over all the money? You see how that works. But today we start taking back our power. I appreciate every single one of y'all. Make sure you like and subscribe for more. And of course. But until this is out, peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book. Remember, it's not your fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.